You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the Motor Calendar / Motor Live Drive at 5 show. That was The Mugs from their 2-CD compilation live, recorded live at the Cadu Cafe over there on the east side of Detroit. The ugliest band in the world, that's the moniker they go by. Yeah, but who cares, because they sure can play, can't they? That was a track called Monster. And you can find that, I believe, on the Bellyache record label. That's who they thank, and that's the only label I see available for information on here, so I'm going to assume definitely that that's what it is. Coming up very short. Ready? Okay. I guess I have received word that we are ready to go live, so let's do it, folks. Live in the studio right now, we have the band Soldier's Last Breath, who will be playing the Michigan Fest this weekend on Saturday at St. Andrews Hall in downtown Detroit. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
We can.
All right. All right. Are you guys ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it. What do you have for us now?
This first song we're about to play is off our newly released EP, A Call to Arms. This song is called Bitter Endings.
Bitter Endings.
And we'll be transitioning into the second song off the album called Rise, just so you know, so it's probably going to be about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right, cool.
All right.
So this is Bitter Endings.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And live in the studio, we have the hard rocking band Soldier's Last Breath. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Doing great.
All right. If you don't mind, if you can make it to a microphone somewhere or another, if you can introduce yourselves, please.
All right. Well, speaking now is Austin Kelly. I am lead vocals and rhythm guitar.
Here on the mic is Cody Smith. I am lead guitarist.
I'm Thomas Camilleri, and I play bass, kind of.
I'm David Grooms, and I play drums and percussion and do backing vocals.
All right. So you just kind of play bass? Is that what it is?
I'm not very good.
No? They just found you on the street and said, hey, can you play bass? And
they saw a white kid with dreads, and they were like, let's try him out.
And it worked out.
That's cool. Sometimes it happens that way, right?
Yep.
How long you guys been together?
This extension of the group's been together for about a year now.
Okay.
Me and my guitarist have been together for about 5.
Okay. So, how did you guys meet?
Through Little League football, actually.
Little League football?
Yes, sir. Something completely unrelated to music.
That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Oh, awesome. So you had something in common then, you found out, besides baseball.
Yep. It was kind of funny. We both pretty much started at the same time, you know, and so...
Separately, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oddly enough, we found each other.
And then you just kind of said, wait a minute, you play guitar too? Okay.
Yep.
That's great.
Destiny. Mm-hmm.
How did we meet the other gentleman then?
Actually, I met our drummer through our guitarist, who met him through school.
Yes. School.
And then we were in a cover band for a while. And that's how we kind of recruited him to come play for our original band. And then Thomas, we met him at a grad party we played, mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all been great since then.
Okay, awesome. What kind of covers did you play?
Pretty much classic rock.
Classic rock? Yeah. Okay.
My forte.
We were talking about that earlier. There's a lot of bands, famous bands, that started out that way. Van Halen originally were doing disco covers back in the 70s.
Really?
Before they did their first album.
That explains why they picked up Hagar eventually.
Well, maybe. Oh, wow.
All makes sense.
Okay. So you have a new release.
Yes, sir.
It's called A Call to Arms.
Yep.
That's an EP. And any other releases besides that, or?
Not at the moment. We do plan on getting back in the studio sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's our first professional done anything.
Yeah,
understood. And so we plan on having a full length by next year.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to it, definitely. And what is the best way for listeners to find your music?
Definitely the internet.
The internet, okay.
You can find us on all your social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even Snapchat. We're on there.
Mm-hmm.
Our main way to contact us, Reverb Nation, is great. I don't know if a lot of people know about that, but as far as other bands go,
mm-hmm.
That is the best way to contact us.
Reverb Nation, that's the best way to find you. Okay. Do take note, listeners. All right. Well, let's do another track. What do you have?
This next song is called Affliction.
All right, let's do it.
Try to run, try to hide, try to
Yeah. All right. Affliction.
Yes, sir.
Any particular affliction that's written about, or?
You know, it's really funny because that's one of our oldest songs.
Uh-huh.
That song was written when we were about 13 years old. And so I think we were just trying to, like, act like we knew what affliction was.
Okay.
Trying to act like hard metal heads back when we were kids.
The greatest affliction you had then at that time was probably McDonald's combo meal.
Pretty much, you know, fake it till you make it, you know. Someone knew what we were talking about.
Oh, that's cool. That's the cool thing about music and songs like that. You know, everybody's going to get their own interpretation from it.
Exactly.
You know, so you take with it what you will.
Yeah.
All right. So you're playing the Michigan Fest this
we are.
Saturday.
Very excited about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a big show. That's happening Saturday at St. Andrews.
Yep.
Starts about 4 o'clock, I believe. Goes to about midnight.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be playing with a lot of great bands.
Two stages. I mean, it's pretty crazy festival. We got the shelter going and upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be playing on the main stage at 7:45.
You get the main stage, 7:45. That's like the primo spot there, really.
Yeah, we're very thankful that we were given the opportunity.
I've always thought that, you know, when you have a festival, that's like the right spot, like right kind of in the middle.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah, because early on, people aren't quite there yet. Toward the end, people are either, you know, starting to leave or they're not even going to remember you playing, really.
Right. That was perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. You guys really looking forward to that. Have you played St. Andrews before? Or?
We have. Our last time there was June 30th, I believe.
Okay. Was that another Paul show?
It was.
Okay. Yep. And for our listeners who are not sure yet what we're talking about, that's Paul Smash Cobb.
Very good friend of ours.
He's familiarized himself with a lot of bands in the last few months.
Oh, yeah.
And he's putting on a lot of great shows, a lot of great festivals. What was it last week? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Anybody here remember?
It was something at Simon's, wasn't it?
There was one at Simon's, and then there was Local Palooza. That's what it was, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So I couldn't make it out to that. I'm bummed, but I'm going to try my very best to make it down Saturday, and I should be able to check you guys out. If I'm not at work, I'll be there.
All right.
All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This next song is about the city of Detroit. So this song is called City of Damned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is our newest of the new, so we were really excited to play it on here today.
Okay.
And nervous.
You can kind of say it's the world debut of City of the Damned, huh?
It is.
Yes, sir.
So, I don't know about you, but I think we're doing okay.
I think we're doing great.
I think so.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, but I mean the city of Detroit, though. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, see, I'm trying to represent the fact that nothing is going to stop us.
Okay.
And so the title is more like what the headlines are, right?
Okay.
But the message is you can't mess with us. Like, you can't.
You can't, yeah, you can't put us down, man. We're going to keep getting up and fighting, and
that's
for sure.
Yep,
absolutely.
Detroit's always been known for that. It's a blue-collar town, and, you know, it doesn't matter what you throw at us. We'll just keep on going.
Yep.
The rest of the world will sit around and complain and whatever, but we just keep doing it.
We built this country. It's never going to stop us.
Uh-huh, exactly. All right. I was going to ask you guys something, and all of a sudden I'm drawing a blank. I apologize. Yeah. It's one of those things. Why don't we just keep it going then?
Happens. Well, this next song is also a new one, previously unrecorded before. There's not really like a story that I know of, because this is our lead guitarist Cody's song, and it's called When I Sleep.
Okay, When I Sleep.
I'm ready.
When I sleep. All right, I know what I wanted to ask you, gentlemen. Usually I ask the artists, like, what are some of your influences musically?
That's a good one, because we all come from different musical backgrounds, basically.
That's what makes a good band.
I was going to say, Scott, here's pretty much the basic breakdown, because we talk about it all the time. And basically, the way it worked out, I was mainly influenced by, like, hardcore punk.
Okay.
You know, Black Flag, Misfits, things like that. Our guitarist, he was pretty much heavy metal era, you know, thrash metal, things like that.
Big Four.
Yep. Our drummer, heavily classic rock and jazz, big time jazz drummer.
And classical.
And classical. And our bassist, I'll let him tell you what his influence was.
I come from like a ska reggae background.
Ska reggae.
So you take all that, mix it in a bowl, and you got us. We all should hate each other in all reality, because they all are just so different genres.
I really hate all these guys. They're terrible.
I just have to say, I hate the
feelings
phrase.
Mutual.
I just have to but, say, I hate the phrase in all reality. That's a terrible phrase.
Yeah. It's the mutual hate that gets us going, you know? So.
We're like brothers.
But
but you
fight all the time.
But you have one thing in common, though. You love good music.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
That's what brings you all together. That's the beautiful thing about music. You don't even have to speak the same language.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can still, you know, communicate that way.
It's a feeling. Yep. It's always a feeling.
That's great. So, all right. Yeah, that sounds really good. I'm into all of those genres myself, personally.
Yep.
I'm going to be heading down to the Jazz Festival, hopefully this weekend. Downtown Hart Plaza, Campus Martius, and
very cool.
I grew up on the punk too, the hardcore stuff. I love Black Flag, Fugazi.
Fugazi is one of my all time favorites.
Got to see them play live many years ago.
I'm very jealous. If I got to hear Blueprint or Sea Fisted Hand live, mm-hmm. I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Then you could die after that, right? Life
right.
would be complete.
Well, actually, sorry. The only way I could die seeing a musical performance would probably be the original Pixies lineup, Black Francis and everybody. And that would be my ultimate concert if I could pick anyone to see.
I got to see that, too. And I was born at the right era. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Right.
You're making
I was
me
around,
jealous.
I was around for all the good stuff. How about Suicidal Tendencies?
Oh, great.
Oh, Suicidal Tendencies.
Yes, that was a good show. I think I saw them in 92.
Didn't they open up for Pantera during those days or vice versa?
Something like that. I was around for that whole Pantera, White Zombie, Suicidal
Very
Tendency
cool.
era. Yeah, lots of good music came out then, yeah. All right. All right, let's see. You got another one ready then?
Yep, we just got to tune up real quick, and we'll be ready to go for another one.
All right, well, we can keep talking. We got to figure out something to, you know, keep the airwaves
right,
moving
right.
there, you know?
Yep,
all right.
So we'll keep going.
So for our listeners that might not have been here at the beginning of the hour, the best place to find your music? Go ahead.
It is on Facebook and Reverb Nation, and actually both of them, mm-hmm. You will find an outlet to find our music.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is the best way to do it, I would say. It's got that media player right there.
Okay.
And hold on 1 second, Scott. I just got to do this real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Facebook. Our Facebook has a link to all our like our Twitter, our Instagram, our Reverb, all of that. So that would probably be the best way.
So that's the command center, and then you go
yep.
from
command
there.
Center.
Yeah.
That
okay,
is
gotcha. And then once again, we're doing a show live. On Saturday night at St. Andrew's Hall, right around 7:45, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's a perfect time. I think that's
going
to be...
Oh, we couldn't have asked for a better time.
It's going to be the peak of the crowd by that time.
Yep.
And then any other shows coming up at all? Or?
We... they're all laughing because September is literally probably the busiest month we've ever had as a band.
Yes.
Good. We're averaging, I would say, probably 2 to 3 shows a week for the whole month of September.
Okay. Anything you can tell us off the top of your head?
Yes. September 5th, we are playing in Rocky's Pub's Bandemonium, put on by Metro 37 Studios and Jamheads.
Okay, and where's that at?
It's at Rocky's Pub in
Riverview
on Sibley Road.
Okay.
And then, let's see, we got Uli's House of Rock, September 13th.
In Lansing,
yep.
Okay.
The following weekend after that, there's nothing. Thursday, September 25th, we were playing the Diamondback Saloon in Belleville.
Oh, over on 94.
Yep, with some really good friends of ours, Concrete Angels.
Okay.
And then September 27th, we're playing the Berkeley Front in Berkeley.
I love that place.
And we're super excited. We're playing with a band that we play tag with all the time in the top 10 on Reverb, a band called Through Our Eyes.
Through Our Eyes. We'll have to check that out.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, even if you don't like the show, there's the beer. I'm just kidding.
Right.
Yay, beer.
Yeah. So. Okay, so looks like you guys are going to be busy, going to be putting on lots of great shows.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Even if our listeners can't make Saturday night, they've got plenty more options.
That is for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, yep. Are we ready to play?
We are.
All right.
Song.
This next song is called Quicksand.
Quicksand. Yeah. Quicksand. Cool. That's another good band. You ever heard of them?
What's that?
Quicksand.
Quicksand. I have not.
They go back to the early 90s, right around that same era we were just talking about moments ago.
Very cool.
They played the first Warped Tour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's badass.
Along with Sublime.
Yeah, that was a lot different Warped Tour. For all those kids, actual kids out there listening, it's not the same anymore.
No, it was not corporate back then. It was just skateboarding and the music.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right. Did we play the other one? Was it Return Time, or what is that one?
Oh, that says Retune.
Retune Time, okay. I apologize. I thought that was actually a whole other track there.
Let's write a song called that now. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. So we, let's see, we got three more. Is that going to get us up to about 6 o'clock?
It will.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
So this next song is the last song off our EP. It's called Cast, not Cats, Cast from Hell.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Right, yeah. Okay.
Cast from Hell once again.
Yeah. Well, in the city we call Detroit, right?
Yep.
All right, I wanted to ask you about the name of the band there. That's a cool, really cool name, by the way. What was the inspiration behind that?
You know, Scott, it's really funny. It kind of just happened. I know that sounds so cliche, but when me and Cody were younger and we were booking shows as, you know, 12, 13-year-old kids,
mm-hmm.
You know, naming a band is a big deal. It's like, it's got to sound awesome. It's got to be something rememberable, mm-hmm. not stupid, mm-hmm. you know.
And all those 12, things.
13 years old, it's all those things. It's stupid. Yeah. It's whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, that was the first song I ever wrote. It was a song called Soldier's Last Breath, about my uncle who had done two tours of Iraq and a tour of Afghanistan.
Wow.
And never met him before that, only met him after that.
Mm-hmm.
And moved me pretty much to do something about it.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of funny. It was Cody who was like, why don't we just call ourselves Soldier's Last Breath?
Hmm.
You know? And I kind of looked at him funny and I go, well, that's one of our songs. You know, and he said, who cares? It sticks, you know.
Yeah,
and
a lot of bands do that.
And pretty much how it happened, we just pulled it from a hat pretty much in a way, you mm-hmm. know, because we had all these other dumb names that we were going to pick. But
You want to share any of them with us?
For a while, we were core, and we had T-shirts made that had apple cores on them.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I'm glad.
Again, 12 years old, and it worked for a while.
No, it never worked. You can't lie to yourself any longer.
Yeah.
I was leaving the band and I hated you at that time.
So, yeah.
Any others? Or
when we were in the other band, the cover band, with Austin, me, Cody.
And David over here.
We were known as Few of Fate, but that was a very shortly lived thing.
Few of Fate.
That it might as well not even exist.
Wasn't Mike in that?
Yes. Yep.
Mike was in that.
Michael Boss.
Our buddy Mike Boss in studio.
Yes.
Love you, Mike.
You can't hear him right now, and that might be a good thing.
What did he play?
Keyboards.
Yep.
Keyboards. Okay, cool.
The jazz
keyboards.
Maybe you can add him in again later sometime in the future.
I'd love to.
We'd love to.
There you go.
I'd love to.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Now, you said it was your grandfather?
It was my uncle.
Uncle, I'm sorry.
Yep.
All right. Is he's still around, I take it. Okay.
Yep.
Do you want to do a shout-out to him? Or?
Yeah. Actually, I would love to. Uncle Sean, I don't know if you're listening or not, but haven't seen him forever, and hopefully you can bring that big semi over sometime. We'll get reacquainted.
Yeah, if he's not listening now, he can listen on the podcast later on in the future, definitely. So that's great. My hat goes off to him for what he's done for our country, so that's wonderful.
Yep.
All right, cool.
So,
Without further ado, let's get started on part one then, huh?
Yes, sir. This is the song I wrote for my uncle.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you. battle, so to my death, pray for God's salvation, but he doesn't answer you. And when you get back home and you see yourself, now you know for sure that you'll never be the same. Blood in your hands, in your eyes, back to the start, and he shall die. So does that day, yeah. Come and take my
Yeah. Yep. So you're definitely saving the best for last here, aren't you?
Yep.
Gonna go out with a bang. Bang and a boom there. All right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. For the last about 55 minutes, we have live in the studio Soldier's Last Breath, the band that will be playing the Michigan Fest this Saturday at St. Andrews Hall, along with 18 other bands, I believe, there, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've had a couple of them on the last couple of weeks, the Antics, the Hyperlytics. Another band that's going to be there, Archaic Spadium. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
We heard of the Antics and Hyperlytics.
Okay. I highly recommend Archaic Spadium, drummer. He'll definitely like this. It's classic rock without sounding like, you know, any classic rock band. You know what I mean?
Very cool.
Yeah. I always like when a band can do that, pay homage to a different era or sound without sounding like others.
Right.
You know, and they're good at that. Archaic Spadium. They're probably going to be playing roughly around the same time you guys are. Hopefully you'll be able to check them out. And they've been on the show as well. So, one more time, you got a few shows coming up?
Yes, sir. We are playing tomorrow night at Rocky's Pub on Sibley.
Mm-hmm.
We are playing the 30th at St. Andrews. And then September 5th is Bandemonium at Rocky's. 50% of the competition is draw. So everybody out there, September 5th, if you can be at Rocky's Pub around 10:30, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Another middle of the nighter. That's great. After that, you got, you said you had a show in Lansing at Uli's?
Yep. September 13th.
Okay. And was there another one? I think.
Yep. We got the Diamondback Saloon on the 25th of September. And then we have Berkeley Front September 27th.
Okay.
With Through Our Eyes.
Through Our Eyes. I'm going to have to get a hold of those guys, see what they're about now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to be busy for the next few weeks. That's great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. And once again, probably the best way to find you is Facebook and go from there. Okay. So you got one more for us?
We can do one more. This one,
what are we doing?
This is a song we recorded on a challenge from our producer.
Yeah?
Okay, it is not our song.
No.
So throwing it out there for all copyright infringement and all that.
That's okay.
This song is by Cheap Trick, and it is called I Want You to Want Me.
Really? Yes. This is going to be interesting. I look forward to it. All right, gentlemen. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good choice. All right. Let's do it. Yeah. There we go. All right.
Yeah! You're listening to WHFR, Dearborn.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Henry Ford College provides a strong foundation for students pursuing a career in education, offering a 2-year associate's degree in pre-education as well as pre-secondary and special education. For more information about HFC's pre-education degrees, please call 313-845-6430 or check out the pre-education program guide at hfcc.edu/programs.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soups present Inner Sanctum Mysteries. This is your host to welcome you once again to the Inner Sanctum. Do come in and join our circle, but watch out you don't get double-crossed. What's that?